This podcast is brought to you by Sarin South Africa. Nothing too heavy, nothing too hot. Friday, February 27, 2009. From Creamy Media in Johannesburg, I'm Guy Copans. Making headlines today. The EU has confirmed its support for the international 1.5 billion euro square kilometer Ray Radio Telescope project. This is despite the global recession. The SKA will be the world's biggest radio telescope. It'll be built in either South Africa's Northern Cape province or in Australia. The general opinion among delegates at the International SKA Forum in Cape Town was that the global recession wouldn't harm the SKA. On the contrary, it was felt that the crisis had created a great opportunity for investment in advanced scientific infrastructure and expertise. On Thursday, Marian Roberts CEO Brian Bruce said that South Africans shouldn't be surprised if the 25 billion rand Gautrain project isn't ready in time for the start of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Bruce repeated the group's often stated position that it had never been contracted to complete the project in time for the International Football Showcase. His sentiments appear to gel with the recent cautionary statements made by Gautrain Management Agency CEO Jack van der Merwe, who also said recently that the rapid rail development had never been conceived of as a World Cup project. Van der Merwe said in a recent interview that they'd have to sit down with Bombela and look at what must be accelerated and what this involved. He added that there would be cost implications. Also making headlines, construction group Basil Reed aims for 10 billion rand turnover by 2013. Mass housing construction firm CK shifts its focus back to RDP housing. Factory inflation slows more than expected. And vehicle manufacturer Nissan South Africa plans to increase local content to 60%. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.